Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on tonight's show we're going to hopefully provide some escapism for what's going on in the world right now. It's Wednesday evening as I'm recording this. We've of course got the tense presidential debate in the States, a second lockdown in this country, so I hope that the music tonight will make us transport to theatre organ La La Land so we can enjoy the sounds of the mighty in peace and comfort. I know listeners of this show enjoy the sounds of the Kimball installed in John Dickinson High School in Wilmington, Delaware. And it's interesting listening to recordings throughout the years made on the instrument. No matter how big or small the instrument is, it still sounds superb. And I hope that this track, recorded in the early 80s, or perhaps even the late 70s, will demonstrate that fact. The instrument was only 25 ranks at the time, but here's Neil Jensen with a number written by Henry Mancini, Le Jazz Hot. Australia's Neil Jensen at the John Dickinson High School Kimball with La Jazz Hot and fantastic sounds to get this week's show underway. And now for the sounds of a pizza restaurant Wurlitzer. Now these instruments usually have to be played fairly forcefully to overcome the sound of diners tucking into pizzas and fries and goodness knows what else. But on recording, there's a real opportunity to demonstrate the subtle sounds that these instruments can create. And here's a 1978 recording of Walt Stroni at Organstock Pizza. Not the famous one in Mesa, but its sister restaurant in Phoenix instead. Here then is Walt with a beautiful ballad, an all-time favourite of mine, Stardust.
Thank you.
the beautiful, delicate sounds of Walt Stroney at the Organ Stop Pizza in Phoenix, Arizona. And of course, that track demonstrates the great advantage of unenclosed percussions, even the delicate Chrysoglot sounding mighty fine on that recording. Now, I never knew that Jim Riggs made an LP until one turned up in front of me, and I must admit, as always with Jim Riggs, I was absolutely blown away. The recording apparently comes from 1985 and was recorded on the Freemanual 13 Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Grand Lake Theatre in Oakland, California. Unfortunately, the LP was made rather cheaply as there's a lot of inner groove distortion, so this is one track which I managed to salvage, and it's a Warner Brothers potpourri, and it includes Sitting on the Backyard Fence, The Shadow Waltz, Petting in the Park, I'm Like a Fish Out of Water, and 42nd Street. Thank you. Jim Riggs and that Warner Bros. Potpourri from his 1985 album Real Rhythm, and we certainly got some real rhythm in that selection. Well, we've already heard one pizza restaurant on tonight's show, so how about another? And this time we go to the Organ Grinder restaurant in Portland in Oregon and its four-manual 38 Frank Wurlitzer. Organist Don Simmons was on the team of residents there, and here he is with a rumba, Watch What Happens. Don Simmons, Watch What Happens in Latin American vein. And we stay very much in that vein as we travel off to a piece of music written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, the King of Bossa Nova. The Wurlitzer in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein was certainly made famous by John Seng, who put his musical stamp on his own specification of the instrument. Given the era that that instrument was set up, it's incredibly forward-thinking. And looking at the specification, there's a lot of useful features that weren't have even thought about at the time. Now, I imagine that you're going to say next up is John Seng, but we're not. We're going to hear Tom Hazelton and Meditation. ¶¶ Tom Hazelton meditating away there, certainly channeling the influences of John Tseng at Mundaline. I've recently been using Discogs, which is a website, to catalogue my vinyl, cassette, CD and everything else archive for Prosperity. Now, a number of albums haven't yet been inputted to the Discogs database, which is great fun for me because it certainly demonstrates some of the more rarer albums out there. And including this one, which has a very catchy title. It is, and I quote, "Mr. Richard E. Loderhouse requests the honour of your presence for the concert of Thomas Sheen at the Mighty Wurlitzer. Any time, any place, from the Renwick Recording Studios." Catchy, isn't it? Putting the long title aside, here is Tom Sheen at the Wurlitzer, which once graced the recording booth in the Paramount, New York, with a beautiful 1940s ballad, Moonlight in Vermont. Tom Sheen getting some exquisite sounds from the Richard Loderhouse studio and its four manual 38 rank Wurlitzer. Now earlier I was commenting that I didn't know that Jim Riggs made an LP. Well, I also didn't know that Lynn Larson recorded a 45 RPM single, until one popped up on eBay. I very quickly hit buy and then realised that it was going to have to be shipped from Australia. And it took about 9 or 10 weeks to arrive. After much waiting, I was very much pleased when it arrived in one piece. The single sees Lynn at the Dendy Theatre in Brighton, Melbourne, and its free manual 15 rank Wurlitzer. and he's being accompanied by a drummer who is not named. However, I suspect this recording comes from the late 60s, as that's when the title of this track was released. Sadie, the cleaning lady, and Sadie herself makes an appearance at the end. Sadie, the cleaning lady, Lynn Larson, and as I said, Sadie herself, drifting off into the distance, vacuum cleaner in hand. Well, that's it for me on this week's show. Just to plug something that's coming in the near future, which is a very special live programme featuring Mark Laughlin and myself. Now, the current lockdown situation has meant that Mark was unable to come over and play alongside me on the Hammond, but with a little bit of technical jiggery-pokery, he shall be joining me live from the sounds of the Paramount Virtual Theatre pipe organ. So that's something to look forward to. I don't quite know when it's going to happen yet. I know that we're both very frantically busy rehearsing for this live event. And of course, it's in memory of Natasha McLean raising money for Cancer Research UK. So details of that to follow. And of course, next week, Nigel Ogden will be back behind the microphone in his archive, and I look very much forward to seeing what gems he's pulled up this time. Anyway, for me, Damon Cox, remains for me to say, stay safe and look after yourselves. Bye-bye.